Welcome again to another edition of MPFL Tata 4, where Football Republic, they bring to you across some of the best streaming platforms like YouTube and Spotify. And once again, we really beg you, anytime we enter our page, our YouTube channel especially, make sure say you click the red button, and that one means say make you subscribe and make you like the page. And even if you turn on your notification self, so that anytime we will drop any video, you will be among the first to get the info. The NPFL for the 2020-2021 season finally don't end. We don't know the league champions. We don't know the people where they go down to the NNL next season. This now some of the things we will talk about for this edition of the show. And of course, we already don't know the ITU Cup champions. That one, now the last automatic ticket where they take any team to the continent. We already know the ITU Cup champions. And some other things where they happen for the NPFL. You get some one or two big game where they happen for the NPFL. This now NPFL Tata. For my name is Sawadino. I get to me. I get swore for the studio this edition. And of course, we will sharply enter the matter as it is hot. We could start off with the NPFL final table for the 2020-2021 season. Before now, we know it's Akwa United, not champions. But then, we didn't know who will finish for the top three. But now, we don't know who will finish for the top three. To me, Nasarawa United will enjoy second place for a long time for the second half of the season. Unfortunately, on the final day of the season, that loss to Abia Warriors take them out of continental places.
People, I talk am. I say it go hard for Nasarawa United because first off, they travel go meet Abia Warriors. And according to what I talked that day, now what happened?
Yeah.
Because like him or not, even if they collect 1 point, if you know, go still help their matter.
Yeah.
So I feel say now waiting
1 point for help. If we give them 66, you see.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we give them 66.
Well, if we help according to this table.
No, according to even the final table.
According to the final table.
Because of their healthy. Remember when they talk about goal difference.
Yeah. If we help them, that's true. Yeah. 1 point for help them through 66. Yes. They could just replace Aimba for the other table.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is, say it was going to be hard because Abia Warriors know, say if they lose that match,
yeah,
potential they say then FIFA no go relegation because they don't know waiting. MFM go play, Jigawa go the stars.
Exactly.
But luckily for all of them, the result come for them. Now only Nasarawa United game no come for. And I feel very bad for them. Say after a very long time, like I think for like 5, 7, 6. 8 weeks consecutively, then they are number two position.
In fact, I think they stay longer for number two position.
Yeah, from second stanza, you know, nine they start.
Yeah, from week 28, nine they enter number two position straight up 8 weeks. Yeah, straight up 8 weeks.
So for Nasarawa United, I feel say the team really worry them based on the fact say that last day, you know if you get that point.
Yeah.
And for me, I feel say the guys I'm learning, yeah, like him or not, the guys I'm learning. Maybe one of these days, I hope, say, maybe we'll get even their media officer because their governor, according to what I hear, in praise the boys. And I like the way we say the governor come out to come still praise the boys, encourage the boys, say, nah, no worry, and I don't try my best. It happened, a football. And what I want to see that. Nobody say, you can't use punishment, they punish players because they don't finish for continental because they don't win league games. So for me, kudos to Nasarawa United. Balani Q, the coach, don't forget, say he never to get plenty times working in the league, like working for NPFL.
Okay.
Most of the times now, national team levels, now I mean they work. So I go really praise them also for the fact that if he push Nasarawa United to this point and to this stage, and I hope say next season go better for them past this one.
Yeah, hopefully next season go better for them. But if you see this table right now, with some of the changes that happened for inside the NPFL based on disciplinary committee decision and appeals committee decision, this table will change because we will soon talk about them. But before then, we enter the bottom half of the table. We'll see the teams we finally chop relegation. So Jigawa Golden Stars, unfortunately, your worry wolves themselves. FC Fayuba, of course, Adamawa United don't go relegation since. So, very sorry. Worry was relegation.
Nothing to sorry about for Moses Situani boys because, you know, now as you make your bed, you go lie on them. But, you know, credit to the people when we say managed to escape because as at week 7, 8, I'd already predicted people like Wiki Tourist, they go in free fall. So, after they come out my car, was it? I think they managed to pick themselves up by the bootstraps. So
Abdallah, for Wiki Tourist. After Abdallah resigned,
Abdallah, thank you. After I left, the boys managed to do something for themselves. Unfortunately, Warri always get that problem of they need to pay because they spread their resources too far. Maybe now they could take small lessons from people like Bayelsa, where they just get focused for one-man team, one-woman team, and let every other person play for all these small grassroots arrangements. Maybe if they do one like that, they could manage to get the kind of glory when we say Coach Tebowi and the boys already celebrate now from inside the South. Because the truth is, this is not the first time in the South when we say we not get any representation. If not say Bayelsa managed to come up through ITU, we for not get any representation of a club in the South apart from Rivers.
For the continent, not even continent, for the tables. For the league.
I mean,
Bayelsa never really gained promotion. They see they third for their group. So they get, I think, 4 matches to play.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. Now when we say they know within this up, these people they know it. See, I like how they go about them. It's very possible that they might actually nick it and get up top. Because right now we don't get any traditional team in the South. And this is not the Southern region when we say they'll provide us with an Igusment, what they call them, Ufoma Babes and the rest. We have a rich history of football from Benin, Delta, and even Bayelsa. So it really sucks. But kudos to them. Anybody when we say they are not their fault. They had the yam, they had the knife, they didn't do it. What I would like to see now, which kind of restructuring process I want to do, because if they go Jaguda League, NNL, I go sit to say that league and not Jaguda. The only time when we say I go watch NNL match, and they carry iron, a gun. They used to shoot our cameraman back. So, and honestly, my memory of any NNA match is not ever the nice because they are really jungle people there.
Okay.
So, I could just say good one for those when NBC managed to hold their nerve. Sad for Warri. If I'm Uber, if they can't, they'll buy their slot back. Warri, you know them. If worse comes to worse, they go buy the slot back.
Now who wants a slot? Because we see the people there, Sunshine Stars, Vicky Torres, Abia World, Atlan, all these guys. Maybe Atlan, slot for the lower division, the teams will go promotion.
All those also won't go promotion.
But then, if you see the people, they almost gain promotion to the NPFL. Now teams won't play for the NPFL.
But I leave that in
because all them those insurance of Benin, maybe then we sell a slot for you.
You get my point.
Then get a fantastic stadium, the Samuel Bermudia Stadium. Now, if Bayelsa now overtake Jay Atete. Of course, they won't play Continental.
Because it's too much for that.
So, we'll talk about the controversy with for the league. Now, Jigawa Golden Stars and Rivers United, they've been play match, and Jigawa Golden Stars, they've been field ineligible player for that game where they play against Rivers United. And the LMC decision say, if you field ineligible player, 3 points and 3 goals, they go award them to your opponents. Mm. Okay? So, Jigawa Golden Stars, then field Richard Christopher, one of their defensive midfielder, you know, and LMC tell them, say, Rivers United, by the way, can't complain. Rivers United lose that match, 2-1. They can't complain. And then LMC initially threw away the complaints of Rivers United. But on appeal to the Nigerian Football Federation Disciplinary Committee, the committee uphold Rivers United, their protest, then decide, say, that match, then go award them to Rivers United. That now, why I've been to tell you, say, that table fit change. Because from the decision of the NFF Disciplinary Committee, Rivers United, 3 points, 3 goals, go take them to second place for the league. Eyimba go drop to third. Now, when that disciplinary committee make that decision, Kwara United themselves will finish third. We mean say they go continent, CAF Confederations Cup. They can't appeal to the NFF Appeals Committee. We sit for Benin after the ITU Cup final. And the Appeals Committee can't throw away Kwara United, their appeal, uphold the decision of the NFF Disciplinary Committee. We mean say now the two representatives for Nigeria for the CAF Champions League, according to the Appeals Committee decision, it will be Akwa United as champions, Rivers United as second. Then Eyimba as third place finishers. We go Confederations Cup. Then Bayelsa United as the winners of the ITO Cup. Now the question now say to me, why then wait till after last day of the season, last game of the season, before they make that decision, the disciplinary committee?
Well, first off, Moku start from the starting.
Yeah.
Moku start from the starting.
Yeah.
Now, the starting, I say LMC don't get this thing wrong.
Okay.
Because the rule of the game in the first place, I say, once player don't get 5 yellow cards,
yeah,
you as a club automatically supposed to know, say
the player go miss the
you go miss next match.
Yeah.
Whether male come or whether male no come or you know consign us.
Yeah, because the argument from Jigawa Golden Stars now say the male where LMC send their notice of suspension.
Na wrong email address.
Say na wrong email address. So, say no be
that's,
they use.
That now where me are they come from? Exactly. So from the beginning, LMC don't start they do magmago.
Okay.
Because if LMC get their acts right, you know go tell me say now this same LMC they write Newi for Shedu for FC Fanyuba
instead
of Enugu. This same NFF, I mean this same LMC, now still get quarter with Eyimba. You know say Eyimba self get almost this kind 3.7 when they touch them. Yeah. So the point is the problem don't start with LMC. Now we need to address LMC. Who be the person where they in charge of sending those mails? Why you not verify when these clubs that they submit papers for before season starts?
Yeah.
They submit everything we see they need to submit as correspondence, whether an email, whether a telephone number.
Yeah.
You get all these things for your archives. Yeah. Why you no cross-check? Why you no confirm? You send mail. Okay, when you can't send mail, finish. The club itself, in as much as they won't take that guilty claim, say, or they won't take that aspect, say, oh, we no get mail.
Yeah.
It is the fact, say, the thing, the social media, before that game, it was in social media. This letter was in the social... It did all social media. Man, don't mention names of social media.
Yeah.
You understand? So, me, I feel, say, LMC, now them who's supposed fault. All these ones now are just repercussion of the slack from NFF, from LMC. And like him or not, if I be Quora United, their chairman, I be reading reports, which day, if they come out to come talk, saying, okay, I go cast. I go support them, okay, I go cast.
Of course, they won't go cast.
Because the matter, and now some people say, it's now broad daylight, wuru. Because you don't go tell me, say, me, I don't fight for points. If you don't finish league, I know, say, I need 3 points to qualify for continent. I don't finish.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, boardroom points can't enter. We don't cancel boardroom points since the days of the Obaseki.
Yeah.
We don't cancel them. So if we say they see them now, would they go back to the caves? Would they go back to the Stone Age for Nigerian football? It worry me because, say, this thing, as some people say, LMC is supposed to handle themselves.
Yeah.
But then carry them, let them go NFF.
But, you know, them themselves, not them be the first primary, not them get the first primary jurisdiction to hear the matter. They hear the matter, come outside, come tell us, say, they accept saying that they are fault. Instead, they come pass the bulk of the blame to Rivers United. Say, Rivers United don't act in good faith.
Don't act in good faith.
Yeah, they don't act in good faith to wait until after the match.
So,
before they come bring because it brings make sense for me.
It brings the question, say, who they run this wururu paru? Who they run them? Because waiting the chairman of Quara United, they even talk now. Say the appeals committee chairman now from River State.
Saying they under the employment of Rivers government.
So he has every reason to be very suspicious of these runs. Now, for me, I feel say all are part of the scheming for Nigerian football. And I must talk him here. Say now, waiting till they make our football grow and be this. Because we go see black, we go talk to our white.
Yeah.
We go see white, we go talk to our black.
Yeah.
The fact say we know if he come out with the truth, arrange truth, set them in the right places, follow the rules of the game. We say, nah, set them. Nah, put them down for the, what is it called? The guidelines. The structure where we say the league bodies they're supposed to follow. Nana set all these rules. Follow them according to the letter. But no, we just want to do things through the back door. If they pay me, say this matter, we'll see they talk I'm up till now. Because for me, the disciplinary committee, they don't get fault.
Yeah, they don't get fault because
they don't get fault.
LMC was because they concentrate on intentional.
And
disciplinary committee they tell us say nothing consigned.
Exactly.
The interpretation of the word intentional for this matter.
You know, concern
the
us.
Matter be say somebody missed. Somebody get five yellow cards.
Me, I feel say until we start to the make sure say we sanitize the people then where they run this LMC itself.
Yeah.
We go continue to get this problem.
All this problem. So I will come to you on some very sensitive tatafo. Now tatafo will they do here? I call them sensitive because they're not the factual, but now some of the talks we don't make the rounds. Now, according to some talks, we don't make the round. They say, then leave this matter till after the last day to see whether Jigawa go survive. So, remember, as at when then that 3 points been there for Jigawa, Jigawa get the chance to survive on the last day. They're above relegation. So, when Jigawa come finally relegate, even with that 3 points, they can say, you know what? Give Rivers United back the 3 points. Like I talked about before, sensitive tatafo, you know they factual, but this is not some of the tatafo where they make the rounds. So they say, you know what? Rivers United, then get points, give them back that 3 points. Since then themselves, you go aid them, go continent. And remember, last season, Rivers United, the way where they take go Confederation Cup, where Yimba take go Champions League, no really gel. So some people now they say this na compensation for last season. This na tatafo chook eye inside this matter. how you take reason and based on all the things where they play out, to me, they already established the fact, say, we don't go doubt them. We'll do inside. Just check out for the matter.
Man, not like last week, I was very optimistic. Make a use Oyibo. When we say with the top, say the season won't end, I was like, at least with the CIB, say the table go arrange. Everybody when they top table, they fight for their points, they deserve them. Those when they for relegation, they deserve them. But when, as you talk, it makes me feel very bad because the first time when we say I started, enter this football journey, now when we say NFA, then they still there. And whenever you look into games like this, you could see when we say season they won't end, then they call them boardroom points. Yeah. You could see them. And now don't they become more often than not? 3 seasons ago, it wasn't so blatant. But last season, this season, it's becoming too blatant. And nobody they owed anybody saying that you they responsible because you they talk and say, okay, we go back to the roots. This one say, now we mess up, but see who also mess up. See, it's the same thing. If you be say your head, they anyhow. Now so your people go anyhow. Now so sports minister come with athletics too. Nobody want all blame. Now so he did for year 2
that
one
not even accept blame.
No, he accept now, but the other side, AFN divided, say, no, not be we. No, the other say, not be we. He come back, not be this weekend, they tell us, say, they go still investigate because nobody want accept, say, now they cast. And now so he beat to for our football. So if you not fix the people, you not go fix the system because now the people be the system. Looking at this, I really actually support Kwara. Kwara not be team when we say they don't make a career or a reputation out of shouting unnecessary, they cry wolf. They just do their football and let it be. But when you see the discrepancies, as we both like the talk, the person when they share this kind of sensitive disciplinary committee for club when we say he already get vested interest in
club. Exactly.
It doesn't make sense. This
not make any sense.
See, for PRO people, they go tell you, say the optics no look right. If I they judge
come on, sense. Small picking no go do this kind of thing.
But then again, even as Eddie Clark be the head of the appeals committee, remember, say Eddie Clark, no day part of the disciplinary committee, we upturn the decision of the LMC.
But yes,
so
the
if
thing,
they appeal
for
committee,
this full process, there should never
interest?
Be any person when
from
we
Rivers.
Say from Rivers, from Jigawa,
from
Kwara. From
Kwara.
Now, see, as far as I'm concerned, now Kanu people, Abia people.
People from,
no
go benefit.
When no go benefit.
MFM people.
It's how it is. It's the way it is. You study the law. You know, say judges they recuse themselves. If it be say they get situation when we say I come from this state and I want, then
my
they put themselves.
Conflict of interest.
It's conflict of interest. And we're supposed to know this one already. So personally, Kwara should take it where they need to take it. And shame on LMC. I mean, come on, shame, really shame.
Now them don't cause
see,
this.
See, see the table.
Now them.
See how can we contest?
Now
this is the
baddest
bully for months.
Now, according to information why I get from inside sources, this now even the second time something like this don't happen. It's just that the two teams will be there involved. One of them might be aware of another that they don't even raise the matter up. This now the second time where a team, where a player, where they suspend, they suppose no play, go play, and the teams don't take them up. So Rivers United on their part, knowing fully well, say, this thing will benefit us. Last, Christopher don't play the match, and Christopher not supposed to play the match. Waiting we stand to gain 3 points, 3 goals, as we don't lose the match. They don't get any issues there. And I just to tell them, say, see, oh, this boy is not supposed to play the match. It happened between Nigeria and Algeria. Now, if nobody say we don't qualify for World Cup, we would have lost out of the World Cup. What's his name? Shea Abdullahi, you're not supposed to play
he
the
was
match.
Not supposed to. Yeah.
Whoever saying supposed to receive the mail, no, receive the mail. At the end of the day, they bring him up to CAF, say, see, I'll be FIFA. Say, Shea Abdullahi, you play this match. You're not supposed to play the match. What's he happen? That match will go draw for Algeria. Then give him 3 points, 3 goals to Algeria. If not, that we don't already qualify before that game.
That was
for loser.
That's
for loser. And for there, they speak English.
Now, English
so,
was
speaking, they don't get any issues
see,
there.
See, what I'm saying about the issues they have now, see, we don't day in an age when we say now information. Even before the games go start, this new season for EPL, all of us already, they copied inside information and chain. Say, so and so player, no go play. He get injury, he still get something when we say they do. This one on, now so it be. We know they get this information. And he get why they foster this system of zero information that is released. So that they feel the meangle and they change the system. Put the information for center. Because see,
who
Rivers
put
new.
Information?
No. Anybody when we say, you know, say, I play game. I know say this player has no good.
So, make me, Rivers United.
We go benefit.
Tell Jigawa go this time.
Say,
I don't play this player.
No, Baba.
No, make I tell them like
no,
that.
No, Baba, all I just they say now, say, if you be say, you know the letter of the law, when they play this game, did Rivers come out and say immediately?
No. Yes, now.
Now, after the game, now, Rivers
talk now. After now.
Then, not after the game, Rivers talk. Now, make LMC, they accuse them, say they don't act in good faith, say therefore, let them know how. Say Jigawa no,
make
they,
I,
no
make I, let, make I tell you your work.
No, make I tell you your work. No, when I go benefit.
No, because see, I don't understand where Swap from. Maybe you want to make Rivers United
come
on fair play.
See, we get information stream. We get information stream. We get information stream. Like I earlier mentioned, if an EPL team or La Liga team they play and we know they expect some players, we they see them eons before the game go start. I feel like the people for LMC need to start getting off.
That's why they get data analysts. Get
off your fucking ass and start releasing information before
that,
time.
Now why
because
they get,
if we see them so on
they
release, time, so if they make them difficult.
They release this thing on time. That letter came out a day.
Baba, who they read letter? Put them on the social media stream.
What is it?
Okay.
Put them for social media stream.
You see the idea of update from WhatsApp group and even the work.
See, make I give you
some for center.
You mentioned Europe, you mentioned others.
Yes.
Real Madrid, they play Copa del Rey. Yes. One player not supposed to play for Real Madrid. He doesn't get suspension.
Yes.
He played that match. He finished the match. The club will play where Real Madrid play for inside that Copa del Rey now division 3, I be division 4.
Yeah.
Now then bring up that matter. Because then let the player play finish. Bring up that matter. Can't tell RFEF, that is the Federation for Spanish.
Yes.
Tell them, say, this player not supposed to play.
But you know, so they have your
and immediately, Real Madrid, even though they don't qualify, then jab them, come out.
Then knock them out of the competition.
Now, so you go do. See, me will be open it. No, me go, they tell you, say, you get player, we get 5 year local. Yes. No, this is not my duty.
So, see.
Forget, say, we want to do simple information thing. Technology.
If I tip this, if I tip this ball is 10 million naira, it's worth 10 million. Then the punishment for tipping this ball, now 100,000 naira. I go tip the ball.
Exactly.
Pay the fine.
It's simple.
You get, I go benefits. That's what Rivers United did.
If
this ball is worth 10 million naira, I go tip the ball.
United
if the fine is 100,000 naira, give them.
The only person
I
still stand on are LMC.
LMC. Now they are four. They even admit them. And they call, they bring, I speak with a member of the disciplinary committee. One of the lawyers we see for the disciplinary committee. He tell me, say, Innofit speak. As the person we get the power, now the chairman of the committee, but still he told me some things in confidence. LMC trying to impute the word intentional. It don't make sense.
That's kindergarten children. And then we say I'm not the guest because, like I said, drop the information, follow the law, and let it be. Because all these extra, how do they call them, adjectives when they say they won't qualify them, and this one not acting good faith. This one is intentional. Is it the law? Yes. Are they right? Yes. Then follow it.
You gonna believe? Say according to Tatafo, when they make the round, say because. LMC or whoever, because they won't beat the deadline of CAF registration, they don't already submit Nasarawa United as representatives from the ITO Cup to CAF. They don't already submit Nasarawa United name.
Actually, the gist actually is that
bad gamble.
The thing I say, CAF give them. Deadline of July.
Yes.
Now, that deadline reach. CAF can say, okay, since you know if you meet up this July, give us a range of people where we say, you know, say, Nadem.
Like, yes.
You understand?
Where if you go.
Where if you go
yeah.
for your continent. Mm. So, what in LMC, what in NFF can do? Now, say, the top 10 teams.
Mm. Then look who still did the competition.
Who still did the competition for ITO Cup. They can't put the top 10 teams, can't submit to CAF. You understand? Now, Bayelsa are not there inside MPFL.
Yes.
You grab.
But Bayelsa are the quarterfinal.
Bayelsa are the quarterfinal.
Exactly.
But they were long now, shot out.
Yeah. Now, the problem now, say, NFF go believe for their mind.
Say that Nasarawa United.
No, they not be saying, no, more not put that in Nasarawa United.
Okay.
Because they submit 10 different teams. MPFL teams. The
no,
top 10.
Now, because as at that time,
no, now top 10
just,
they submit.
Rivers United. You know, it was just Rivers United. And that's why United.
So, don't forget, say, we're planning to finish the season.
Yes.
So, CAF give us extension to August 8th.
Mm. Yes.
So, we were supposed to meet up that August 8th.
Yeah.
So, what did NFF do? From what I gather, and I say, then submit those top 10.
Okay.
Where they feel, say, still they inside the ITO Cup.
Okay.
When they submit them now, those top 10, 9 CAF, they look now, say, okay, now from here we'll go pick.
Pick somebody.
Somebody. Yes. But, where NFF can go, where they go, Lago.
Hey.
Now say, they no reason say Bayelsa United go do this magic.
Yeah,
you grab. Mm. So the problem now say no be say Bayelsa United no be worthy champions. So
yes,
they be worthy champions. But the fact say NFF don't submit a list of people probable candidates
and
probable
clubs. The outstanding now for that list now Nasarawa United.
Now the case
so
of David,
just narrow down.
So to Nasarawa United now they enter final.
Yeah.
But they don't carry the cup.
Yes.
They don't fit go anywhere.
Yeah.
The only thing that will happen now, say if Bayelsa United cedes their own allocation for CAF Confederations Cup to Nasarawa United.
Now, you know another thing.
If Bayelsa United say no,
we go.
We no go. You know why? Because CAF don't get this kind same instance for Ghana.
Yeah, okay.
When we say the team, when they be saying they submit, they don't let them go.
They don't let them go.
They disqualify that team. So, possibility they say Bielsa United, feel they disqualified from the CAF Confederations Cup, so go lose one spot.
Yeah, because of the CAF capture, waiting, they call up now. I don't forget that name now, but now the CAF capture this thing. Based on that list where they don't submit, based on that name where they don't submit, Nasra United, they inside CAF capture. Now, Bielsa United, no good inside that CAF capture.
Yeah.
But then the question now, Swore, you know say Bielsa United don't beat Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Before they submit this list.
Mm-hmm.
You know say Bielsa United don't beat Lobby Stars.
Mm-hmm. No. Before then.
Yeah.
I think it was only Rangers.
They don't beat Rangers and Lobby Stars.
No, not only Rangers.
No.
Now July. See. No, forget that. July ended. It was
yes,
July
ended. Yes.
Rangers. Remember, I'll try remember this.
Yes. Rangers. July 30th, now Bielsa United beat Rivers United. July 30th for semi-final.
Okay.
So, Lobby Stars was round of 16. Rangers was round of 32.
So,
you get.
So the
now,
point.
Gateway and I didn't play for quarter-final.
Yeah.
You understand? So, as at this time, they don't beat Rangers. They don't beat Lobby before you submit
senior
that
men.
List.
Okay.
They don't beat senior men. So, something supposed to tell you, say,
no.
The way these boys, they work.
No.
I just throw them broadly.
So, wait, I go like talk now. Say, first of all, like I talk, the people when we say they sit down, they arrange this kind of processes for LMCN.
Yeah.
I think either they need to take refresher course or they need to get some
sharper
minds.
No, they don't need to take refresher course.
There's too many discrepancies for things when we're supposed to they set in stone. You know, they overlook the lower league, even for England. Nobody they overlook a Brentford when we say time don't reach for a FA Cup. Nobody they overlook a All City because we don't see MK Dons when we say beat Manchester United. So, if you have to drop names, at least you go look some people for the lower league, but you not rate them because you know they even they watch their match, you don't even know the name of you know how confusing it was for some of the guys from the LMC to even remember players' names from the biggest team when we say come out from there this season for FA Cup, which is
because no proper records.
Now even only just the other day, let me say this guy, if you pronounce Coach Teboye name well, and this is a guy that has been eating back to back. It's not fluke. Forget saying a lower league, probably because we don't get videos and whatnot. But the point is, the person when we say set this thing up, you know, get sense, bros, no verse, or madam, no verse. You know, get sense, you know, code this thing well. This is not a lesson. Unfortunately, I also hear say there's a window of opportunity for Bielsa to use Temekam because the other day, CAF just released say clubs need to register, clubs that are going to be on Confederation Cup and Champions League. So $300, you register and you are a participating team. So I still look with the matter, I still follow up with waiting BC Secretary General talk, Danladi, and maybe, just maybe, we might be able to get some concession, especially
I
if you
so.
Say they admit, and they already admit,
because
they admit already. If you admit, say,
now we mm-hmm.
But that again, see, in this past
it
is too much of administration. They knock
Na national shame, na international shame to the NFF led board.
Yeah. Do you know what it shows?
At this stage,
there's an indictment
in
on our sport.
You know, we arrange your calendar well.
Nobody shall be aligned
to suit CAF calendar.
With your primary.
Secondly, you know, even fit arrange your cup competitions well to enter the calendar of your league. Thirdly, you can't. For I go use put them now. You they foresight say now this team go enter, now this team go enter.
I mean,
it you don't rate the lower.
You want not even rate. It should say you want rig them because for me now rigging you want rig.
Yeah, another
because
angle
if you go tell me say you don't arrange people will be say okay now there be this. You are trying to rig the result for those teams.
Sorry, can I say something? Can I say something?
And
Bielsa, what God cannot do does not exist. Because nobody rates them.
If that may be Bielsa United, I go drag this thing like Kwara United, go the highest
drag
level.
It and
if CAF, if CAF come ban Nigeria or ban us, come on one slot from our slots for this next season competition, Sawa, if Namibi Bielsa United team, I go carry and go the highest level.
Compensation.
Fight them.
Conversation.
Of course, Bielsa United, then they're already ready. You need to see the mood for their camp, you know, ahead of the ITU Cup final. The boys, they've been very ready, hungry, and they become the first team since after Dolphins for 2001 to do the lower division, win the cup competition as they beat Nasarawa United. But they talk now and say whether they go represent Naija for inside the CAF Confederations Cup, where they don't win legitimately. But because of the mistake, the incompetence of the people where they run our league, we always talk about, and they're very, very incompetent. Shehu Diko and Imbord, sorry. But when they very incompetent. When I don't show us this thing over time, unfortunately. So the sweat of Okadi, James Emo,
you get,
you know, Bernard Okorowata at the age of 36, you know, all those boys, their sweat, or Ladi Meiji. Just imagine, say, you go to nothing. I deal with them for their camp. When the ginger, they sing, they say, then get this continental ticket or nothing. Say, today they go die. If you watch the ITO Cup final, you go see
how these boys put themselves into that game.
Unfortunately, they may not. Like we talk. Now, Tata 4. Our star boy for the week, as we wrap up this edition of the show, of course, Silas Wankwo. We finish the season. Joint top scorer with Charles Ashimene on 19 goals. But based on waiting with it here, now say Silas Wankwo go take the golden boot for the season, because the LMC rules say if two players they tied, the player will score lesser penalties.
Yeah.
Now he go take them. And if they two score the same amount of penalties, the player with the lesser caution, now he go take them. So in this case, Silas Wankwo scored just one penalty from in 19 goals, while Charles Ashimene scored three penalties from in 19 goals. So Silas Wankwo of Nasarawa United, we hear say now take the golden boot. He cried like small picking when they lose to Abia Warriors.
Yes, too.
Cry again like small picking for the ITO Cup final when they lose to Bayelsa United, because he missed his own penalty. But then again, Silas Wankwo.
It happened.
Yeah.
Now football. Now we're seeing football. They make us see me that heartbreaks here and there. But I'm happy for him. This one in breakthrough season for MPFL.
Yeah.
According to his age, 18 years old. Yeah. Still a young boy.
Yeah.
Why did he laugh?
19, actually.
Is it? According 19. To his age, TV.
According, okay.
TV, you're 19. Very rude.
I talk.
TV? No, true. Now, just in third professional club, it is.
Yeah.
Play Crown FC. Yes. Finish as top scorer for Crown FC for pro. You know, it's got 8 goals for them. Play is it Sunshine?
Yeah.
Scored 3 goals for them.
Please.
Then he can come Nasarawa United with 19 goals.
I hope they continue to the rise from here. Sure.
They need to sell this their jersey more, because this Nasarawa United jersey is
not very fine jersey. I think it's one of the best. Even the one with their technical crew they wear.
It's really nice. So a club, when we say they for Nasarawa, when we say only Yam, and then we know Nasarawa for
up not.
But good one for him. I like the passion when he show. He showed the tears. He showed IBC football the important to them. And really, when they talk about all these things about what happened for the league, I think we just need to look at people like Silas Wankwo to know how much this thing means to players. Now, human beings, they play, they not be robots. And for them to lose, for them to win, they put their bodies on the line. So, forget IBO. Personally, I just want to say thank you to all the guys when we say play for this thing. The technical crew when we say we're on point, the media officers when we say drop information, because it was really crazy, especially with the ban on Twitter and whatnot, to even they get information. So, Mekuna just they do the good work, because now they help us, they shine. So, Silas, you go blow, don't worry. Anna, your W, you could
last, may your case never be like the case of Nasra United. Ononsi Ruaka. So close, yet so far.
You go come, don't worry.
This 9 PFL Tata 4, will he come back again? Football Republic.